Stay where you are. You're soaking wet.
It's God's good rain, that, my girl.
It's the devil's rain, more like.
Oh, Lord, you don't half talk, Regine. Anyway, what I wanted to say was...
Don't clump around like that, you idiot. The young master's asleep upstairs.
Oh, asleep at this hour. In the middle of the day.
That's none of your business.
Well, I was out on the town last night.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
And for all we're such feeble creatures, my girl.
Oh, we are indeed.
And there's no shortage of temptation in this world, you know. Even so, I was still up and doing by 5:30 this morning.
Yes, yes. Anyway, you'd better clear off. I can't stand here conducting a rendezvous with you.
You can't what?
I don't want anybody to find you here, so clear off.
No, damn it. Not before I've had a few words with you. I'll have finished that job down at the schoolhouse by this afternoon, and I'll be catching the ferry back to town tonight.
Have a good trip.
Oh, thanks. Anyway, they're dedicating the new orphanage tomorrow, and there'll be a rare old do for sure, with plenty of free drink. So don't let them tell you that Jacob Engstrand can't turn his back on temptation, right? Yes, well, everybody who's anybody will be there tomorrow. Pastor Manders is supposed to be coming up from town.
He's actually arriving today.
There you are, you see. So I've got to watch my step. I'm damned if I want to get into his bad books.
Oh, I see. So that's it.
What do you mean by that?
What are you trying to talk him into this time?
Oh, shush. Are you mad? Me trying to put one over on the pastor? No, no. Pastor Manders has been too good a friend to me for that. Anyway, I wanted to talk to you about this business I'm going back home tonight.
Fine. The sooner the better.
Yeah, but I want you to come with me, Regine.
Oh, you want me to what? What are you talking about?
I want you to come home with me, that's what.
Not on your life. I'm not coming home with you.
Oh, we'll see about that.
Damn right we will. What, me? After I've been brought up here by Mrs. Alving, who's treated me like one of her own family. Oh, I'm not going home with you to a house like that. Not a chance.
What the hell's this? Are you talking back to your father, you little bitch?
You've said often enough I was nothing to do with you.
Oh, that. No, you don't want to pay any heed to that.
And the number of times you've sworn at me and called me a fidonk.
As God is my judge, I've never used that filthy word.
Oh, I know only too well what word you used.
Well, yes, that was after I'd had a few, you know. There's no shortage of temptation in this world, Regine, as I said. And when your mother started narking at me, all right, I had to find some way of getting back at her, hadn't I? She was always so bloody high and mighty. Oh, leave me alone, Engstrand. Don't annoy me. I've been in service for 3 years at Chamberlain Alving's house at Rosenwald. So there, ha ha ha. Oh, dear God, she couldn't even forget that the captain was made a court chamberlain while she was here.
Poor mother. You drove her into an early grave.
Oh, that's right. I get the blame for everything.
Oh, God, and that leg.
What are you saying, girl?
Peter Mouton.
What's that, English?
Yes.
Oh, yes, you picked up a bit of learning out there. That might come in handy now, Regine.
So... what was it you wanted with me in town?
How can you ask what a father wants with his only child? I'm a widower, aren't I? All on my lonesome.
Oh, don't come that nonsense with me. What do you want me there for?
Well, look, I'll tell you. The thing is, I've been thinking of taking up a new line.
I've heard that one mess after another.
Ah, but just you watch me this time, Regine.